Praise God.
Now, the wisdom of a man is seen both in his words and the things that he does. So also, the wisdom of God is seen by his word and his acts, the thing that God does. Just like Jesus in John, in Mark 6, 2, can we see that scripture? Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. He said, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Mighty works, his actions, his activities, his conducts, things happening around him. So it's not just words, but it's also seen in things happening around your life. Jesus said, and wisdom is known by her children. Show me a man of wisdom, and I will show you a man who has things around him working well. James said, as faith without work is dead. You know, he said, show me your faith without your work, and I will show you my work, my faith, by my works. So faith without work is dead. So as faith without works is dead, wisdom without proofs is dead. If you have wisdom, it must show in your life. If you have wisdom, it must show in your life. So how do I know that I have issues with wisdom? If I'm struggling with things in my life, then it means there is something I don't know that I need to know. There's a wisdom I'm lacking. Praise God. Because by wisdom, a house is built. So if I'm having challenge in building, it means there's a wisdom for building that I'm lacking. So instead of continuing to do the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, I better stop, pause, and find out what I am missing. That's why I say that Christianity, we are not in a race as competing for ourselves by ourselves. No, sir. Every man is working as God has ordained his life to be. Your package is not my package. My package is not your package. We are different parts of the same body. Praise God. But everyone is destined to make progress in any area where God has called you. In any destiny that God has packaged for you, you are to make progress. So if you are working and no progress, you are not making progress, something is wrong. So the labor of the fool worried him because he know not how to go to the city. He does not know the way to the city. So if you are struggling to find something, then you don't know the way to it. The right thing to do, just like the apostles did, they said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. It doesn't mean that they were not praying. They had been praying. But they saw a man whose prayer was different. Prayer commanding results. So they said, no, we better ask him to teach us. Praise God. Some of us will begin to find reasons to excuses. Praise God. Listen, wisdom is the principal thing. So whatever you can do to get it, get it. Whatever you can do to get it, do what? Get it. And I said it begins with separating yourself from the crowd. Separating yourself from the crowd and dipping yourself into God's word, because the wisdom of God is found in the word of God. The wisdom of God is found in the word of God. Any encounter without the word is just trouble going somewhere to happen. He spoke to Moses on a burning bush. He had a voice. If the vision was ended at a burning bush, means nothing. But the word followed it. Praise God. Now, these things, the word of God has been written down by God and made available for us so that we can encounter him in the word. Now, if you don't know God by his word, you can't know him by dreams and revelations. That is why many people are being deceived in the realms of dreams and prophecies and revelation, because they don't know the God they are praying to. There is no encounter you are looking for that is not in the word. So stay with the word. Do what? Stay with the word. And the word of God in your life is productive. So if you are speaking the word and nothing is happening around you, it means you have not had an encounter with that word. Ezekiel said, the spirit entered me when he spoke unto me. There's a spirit of the word that as you dip yourself in the word, you encounter that spirit. And the word of God is provoked in your life, begins to work. But it takes separation. Every man of great works in the scriptures encountered this wisdom. And they encountered the wisdom by the word. Talk about Samuel. He said, and God revealed himself again to Samuel at Shiloh. How? By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. A man called Daniel. In Daniel 1:8 said, and Daniel purposed in his heart to separate himself from the crowd and not to dirty himself with the king's meat. He purposed in his heart. Why? Because he has read in Proverbs where the Bible said, when you are brought to table in the king's meat, put a knife on your... Don't defile yourself with the king's meat. And when he was brought face to face with the king's meat, he chose to eat something else. He purposed in his heart. And in Daniel chapter 9, from verse 1, he said, I then discovered by the books. I discovered by the books. So Daniel was an ardent student of the scriptures. No wonder why the wisdom of God was found in him. He said, light and understanding was found in him. By engaging the word, the scriptures. By engaging the scriptures. Praise God. Now, Paul the apostle tells us in Galatians 1:17, he says, when he encountered Jesus, he went to Arabia. He didn't go to Jerusalem to begin to make argument with the apostles. He went to Arabia. He went to understand the scriptures, to find out why. He knew he was a wise man. He was a learned man. Yet, he didn't know this. So he took a journey. He separated himself and went to Arabia. And today we are reading Paul. He went to cite the scriptures, to study. He stayed for many years. And when he returned and went to Jerusalem, they found out that the man was not a small man. He was loaded with insight in the new covenant. And he brought us the revelation of the new covenant that we're enjoying today. He separated himself. He engaged the scriptures. He engaged the scriptures. Praise God. A man called Solomon, by his sacrifice, God appeared to him and asked him to demand for anything. He asked for wisdom. And when we read that place, we think when he asked for wisdom, God said, I've given you wisdom and given you wealth as well. We thought it just ended that way. And Solomon began to act with, no. When God speaks to you, I have given you wisdom. What he does is he puts a hunger in your heart that will not let you rest until you have put your head in knowledge. Look at Ecclesiastes 1:13. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13. He said, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. I gave my heart to seek. This man studied anything studyable. He read and read. He studied. He gave his heart to seek and search out everything. That was why he spoke about everything. So the wisdom didn't fall on his head. He went in search of it. God put that hunger. And by his romance with the scriptures, he became a wise man. He became a wise man. Praise God. It is the design of God that by his wisdom, the church will confound the wisdom of the devilish world. It is God's design. He said in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Let's see that. Ephesians 3:10. He said, for the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So that by the wisdom of God, the many-sided wisdom of God, the church will be able to mesmerize the principalities and powers of this world. By his wisdom. And where is that wisdom found? In his word. The wisdom of God is not in heaven. So you can't say, who will take me to heaven to get it? It's not beneath. It's where? It's in his word. It's in his word. And boy, when you encounter it, you will know. I see somebody being flooded with the spirit of wisdom in this mountain. I said, you are being flooded with the spirit of wisdom in this mountain. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this wisdom, we are to mesmerize the kingdom of darkness. We are not to fight with the kingdom of darkness. We don't engage them in struggles. By the manifestation of God's wisdom in us, we mesmerize the kingdom of darkness. I say again to you, nothing shall be able to stop you again by the workings of the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. When you encounter this wisdom, nothing puts fear in you, because you know what to do. A man called Hezekiah, king, was told by the frontline prophet in Israel, Isaiah. He said, prepare your bed, for you are going to die. He didn't argue with the prophet. When the prophet left, he turned to God. He said, Father, I've worked for you. I'm a man given to praising you, and the dead cannot praise you. I don't want to die now. He didn't argue with the prophet. He didn't argue with the situation. He knows who to talk to. Who can change things for him. And God spoke to the same prophet. Go back and tell him, I've added 15 years to you. Praise God. Praise God. By wisdom, you will know what to do. By wisdom, you know what to do. So I said, number one is separation. When you separate yourself onto the world and come out from the crowd. Number two is meditation in the word. Meditation in the word. Meditation in the word. As you study God's word, you meditate in God's word. Paul said, meditate in these things. Consider these things, and your profiting shall be evident to all. And your profiting shall be evident to all. And your profiting shall be evident to all. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate in these things. Consider these things. And your, so if you have wisdom, it shall be evident. It shall be evident. Every man of wisdom that has encountered wisdom with God has proofs around them. Proofs around them. So all this, and God said to me, and God spoke to me, and God said, without anything to show, you better know who is, what is speaking to you. Listen, we don't use God speak to me to do guy. Or God speak to me to show you a level. No, sir. Your level is seen in what you are doing. If there's anything like that. So, don't always be struggling to hear one terrible revelation. The one that has been revealed to you in the scriptures. Get into it and let it work in your life. Oh God, anoint me. God, fill me with your spirit. No, the Holy Ghost has come unto you if you have received him. He didn't come in piecemeal. He came fully. So he is in you. But the scripture has told us how to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Doing what? Speaking in psalms, making melody in your heart, fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. If you have received him, he's in you fully. Praise God. Is in you, in the fullness of his power. And scripture said, be ye not praise God. Humility makes you teachable. It makes you humble. That what you don't know, you don't try to claim or prove that you know. You humble yourself and learn. There's always a room for learning. There's always room for learning. And when you learn, you function by it. Just as we are here, God's word is coming to us, impacting us, but you will discover that it's just few that will go back and engage the word and engage the thing they have learned. Some of us will write these things and it ends in that book. But these things you are hearing is God impacting you, transferring his wisdom. Listen,
You don't need one angel to come from heaven to speak to you.
God communicates his wisdom to you by men. By men. Praise God.
And when you humble yourself and learn and put it into practice, you will see the proofs.
Many of the things that have helped my life were things I learned, not just from the Bible, from men. I remember sometime in 2006, I was in Aba, seated in a church service, and man of God was preaching, and he said, it is not the salaries of men that make men rich, but the blessings of God. The thing hit me, boy, I took it. From that day, everything about salary died, desire about salary died in me. Salary is good, though. Receive salary. Don't say don't receive. It's good. But no man ever becomes great by salary. It takes the blessing of God. So, as you connect to his blessings, your prosperity will be shown. Your prosperity will be seen. It takes more than salary. It is the word I receive from ministration. As you are sitting there, the word of God is coming to you, bringing instruction, bringing directions, giving you insight. Don't look at who is speaking. Look at the word that is coming to you.
God is not a magician, but God is a prayer, is a miracle worker.
Number 4, prayer. 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 James said, if you lack wisdom, ask. And God, who gives without limit, will give to you. If you lack wisdom, ask God to give you wisdom. Now, understand this. Prayer does not bring wisdom. But prayer positions you to be able to assess the wisdom of God. Your spirit man is positioned to be able to receive God's word that imparts wisdom.
And when I say prayer, I also mean praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit, the Bible call it the mystery. When we pray in the spirit, we communicate with the wisdom of God ordained for our glory here on earth. You see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. And finally, number 5, the fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. Can we see Job 28, verse 28? Job 28:28. Job 28:28.
And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of God, the fear of God, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. You also see that in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of God is the beginning. What does it mean by fear of? It's not that you are afraid of God. No, it's reverence to God, respect to God. And where will you see God to reverence him? Where will you see God to respect him? The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. So the Word of God is the God you are seeing. So how you treat God, how you treat his Word, shows how you treat God. You can't say, I love you, Father. I believe in you. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. But the things he has asked you to do in the scriptures, you are not doing. His word, you don't obey. So, the reverence of God, the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Can we see Colossians chapter 1 from verse 8. Colossians 1:8, as we begin to round up now. Colossians, who also declared unto us your love in the spirit. Verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. With the knowledge of his will. Where do you find the knowledge of God's will? In the scriptures. The knowledge of his will is where? In the scriptures. In the scriptures. That you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The next verse. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Being fruitful in every good work comes by understanding. Comes by spiritual understanding. So, knowledge of the scriptures without spiritual understanding of the scriptures equals to nothing. Being filled with the fullness of his knowledge in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is my prayer for you. That you are filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Spiritual, until you understand something, you can't function by it. What you don't understand, you can't handle. It takes understanding, and spiritual understanding is what provokes the workings of wisdom in your life. Spiritual, when you understand the purpose, when you understand the will of God, when you understand what God has said, when you understand that the strength of God is not in your ability, that what God is saying to you does not depend on you to come to pass. It depends on him. When you understand that God's word cannot fail, that what God is saying is his wisdom at work. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. That is his wisdom. If you are looking for something else, you will look forever. The wisdom of God is communicated by his word. By his word. And his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And you are still looking for some other things. He says his divine power, his divine ability, not your ability, not your strength, not your pocket. A man of God was estimated as worth about $50 million. He laughed at them. He said, they don't know my worth. What, 50 what? They don't know my worth. You want to know my worth? You want to know my worth? And my God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches. We are in glory, not the money in my account. So you want to know my what? I lay gold as dust. I lay gold as dust. These are the wisdom of God communicated by his word, that when you take each of them, you will become outstanding. It takes spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. I said to myself, nothing can stop my destiny because I have a comforter that is given to me. His name is the Holy Spirit. He makes intercession for me. Hey! My success does not depend on my prayer. It doesn't depend on my fasting. There is somebody given to me. He is with me. He prays for me. And because of his prayer, I know that all things shall work together for good. All things. So it doesn't matter what happens around me. Whether good or bad, I don't care. There is somebody who is making intercession for me. And because of his intercession, whatever that is happening in my life can only work together for my good. Nothing can work against me. I have an intercessor. He's called the Holy Ghost. It's the wisdom of God. You don't depend on your own, for we are not sufficient in ourselves. Our sufficiency is God. My trust is in him. By his word, I go through this world. Are you catching what I'm saying? How do I get in touch with this wisdom? Jesus said, if you continue in my words, friends, it's not once and once again. No, it's a continuing.
There's a continuing in the word. There's a continuing.
And he said, you shall become my disciples indeed.
If you continue in my words, if you continue in my words, you shall become my disciples indeed. Are you catching what I'm saying? Then he said, and that man, be ye not a forgetful hearer. When you look in the perfect law of liberty, when you are behold your face in that mirror, he said, when you live, don't be a forgetful hearer. Don't be a forgetful hearer. In other words, hold on to what you see in the scriptures. Continue in my words. And you shall know. And what happened? He said, and you shall know the truth. And the truth will be what? Will make you free. Will make you free. It takes divine wisdom to be free. Friends, it is possible to enjoy liberty all around your life. In every area of your life, you are enjoying the liberty of God. There is no one area that you are trapped. Jesus said you can come to that point when you continue. If you continue in my words, you shall become my disciples indeed. And you shall know. You shall enter into this realm of wisdom. You shall enter into this realm of wisdom. Just like Daniel, he became a prophet by his association with the word. He said, I, Daniel, discovered by books. What have you discovered by books? What have you discovered by books? Everything you need in your life is in this book. And you are the one to discover it for yourself. No man shall discover for you. Are you catching what I'm saying? And the proof that you have discovered it is that it is working in your life. What can you point out in your life? These are things that the wisdom of God has done in my life. By this wisdom, God has set order on earth. So if you function in this wisdom, your life shall be orderly. Your life shall be beautiful. Your life shall be glorious. Everything around you, walking in the right order. I see you walk in that wisdom. I say, I see you walk in that wisdom. I see you walk in that wisdom. He said, this kind of wisdom. He said, destruction, said, and evil. They say, we don't know about this wisdom. When you function in this wisdom, no destruction can walk around you. As you function in this wisdom, friends, things, you will. He said, he brought milk from the mountain. Honey from mountain. By the wisdom of God. By the wisdom of God. I see you function in that wisdom. I say, I see you function in that wisdom. In this year, 2023, you shall walk by the wisdom of God. I say, you shall walk by the wisdom of God. You shall walk by the wisdom of God. You shall walk by the wisdom of God. And no hindrances on your way. I say, no hindrances on your way. No hindrances on your way. No hindrances on your way. Are you catching what I'm saying? In Jesus Christ, is the power of God and the wisdom of God. When you have Jesus, you have this wisdom. Are you catching what I'm saying? When you have Jesus, you have this wisdom. Allow yourself to be flooded with the word of God, and the wisdom of God begin to show in your life. Are you catching what I'm saying? Just like without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't connect to his wisdom. Without faith. And what does it mean? When I hear God speak, I dance like Jeremiah. He said, when he spoke to me, his word became the rejoicing of my heart. I rejoice on God's word. I tremble at his word. I rejoice at his word. I put his word in my mouth and in my heart. I speak it. I declare Jesus Christ is the power of God and wisdom of God in my life. I have the wisdom of God in me. I have the wisdom of God in me. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God in me. So I walk in wisdom. I walk in wisdom. I walk in wisdom. I walk in wisdom. I know what to do. I know what to do. I can't be confused. I said this year, you can't be confused in your life. You can't be confused in your ministry. You can't be confused in your family. I say you can't be confused. You can't be confused. And everything stopping you by this wisdom, you walk over them. I say you walk over them. You walk over them. Everything God has ordained in your life shall come to you. It shall come to you. It shall come to you. When you don't know what to do sometimes, the Bible said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, in a mystery, in a mystery. So when I don't know what to do, I speak in a mystery. And he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Howbeit, in the spirit, he utters mystery. And this mystery is a mystery that ordained by God for us to walk in glory on this earth. For us to walk in glory on this earth. There is something that God has packaged for the believers. So we don't walk in confusion. So we don't walk in frustration. So we don't walk in limitation. What is that? It's called a mystery. It's called a mystery. It's a mystery because the God of this world cannot handle it. He said the God of this world cannot understand it. If they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Son of Glory. That mystery will speak. We speak in an unknown tongue. For when a man speaketh in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men, but unto God, unto God, unto God. In spirit, he utters mystery. He utters mystery. And this wisdom of God, ordained for our glory, is packaged in the mystery of God. So as we speak in tongues, as we pray in the spirit, we are uttering the wisdom of God that is ordained for our glory. Do you want to walk in glory in ministry? Do you want to walk in glory in your marriage? Do you want to walk in glory in your academies? Everything you do, there's a glory ordained for you. There's a glory ordained for you. I say unto you again, you shall never be trapped in life. You shall never be trapped in life. By this wisdom, I cut you off from the region of foolishness. I cut you off from the region of foolishness because the wisdom of God is too high for a fool. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Therefore, you are not a fool. You can't be a fool. You can't be found in the company of foolish people. From this day forward, I cut you off from the region of foolishness. Father, thank you. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Give him thanks. I see you walk in this wisdom. I say, I see you walk in this wisdom. On every side, in every area of your life, I see you walking in wisdom. I see you walking in wisdom. In your profession, in your academies, in your marriage, everything you do, there's a wisdom of God ordained for your glory. I see you walking in that wisdom. I see you walking in that wisdom. I see you walking in that wisdom. Father, thank you.